Monday, April 10, 2017, Dakota County Board of Equalization at 3:00 p.m. and Dakota County Board of Commissioners at 3:02 p.m.
Seems a well, you know, it has a little bit of that from the way.
Was it 3:01 we started?
Yeah. 3:01,
hang on a second here. We're not quite there yet.
No. He's still skinny a little.
Oh, yeah. Joan talks so quiet. I need guys. Well, that makes sense to me.
We're 3:01 in my book.
Okay. Call to order the Dakota County Board of Equalization. It is 3:01. Begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Joan, can you call roll?
Kevin?
Here.
Marty?
Here.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
The current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We will start with the consent agenda and the approval of the previous minutes from February 27th, 2017.
March 13th.
March 13th.
What do I got here?
March 13th.
March 13th.
I would move to approve the consent agenda item.
Second it.
What about the...
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Those are probably the minutes that you were looking at, Kevin, I bet.
You're looking at the minutes and not the...
Yeah. I don't know where that went to. Okay. All right. Bill gave me this one. Okay. We'll go to new business. Jeff?
How are we doing?
Good.
I have a present for you. I'm going to start bringing you an actual book.
Present brought to you last time, too.
Okay, so I'm going to leave you that. That's the page we're on.
Okay.
There you go. I'm going to hand these out one second to you.
Thank you.
What do we got cooking here, Jeff? We just got a...
It's a tax roll correction on personal property. We had...
Oh, Larry.
Yeah. What Larry did was... I think Larry has a CPA, too. Larry submitted his personal property to us himself once.
Larry does not have a CPA, but you think that he does.
Yeah, I would think.
Maybe he is. He's a smart guy.
And then he had somebody else submit another one on his behalf. Hmm. So we entered two personal properties for him, and they needed to be merged. They do now. We kind of mixed in... Most of it was covered on one. We had a couple other outstanding items. We had him switch over, so everything's covered under one return now. So essentially, it's a wash. What we're doing with the tax roll correction is the one Larry turned in himself is going to go away. That's what the correction is.
Okay.
And that $336 is going to get added, will be added on to the second one. So we're not really going to change anything in that. It's just we need to do a correction to kill one of them because they're both on the books.
Okay. We have a motion to approve a tax list correction due to a duplicate filing on parcel 22027375.
Yeah, listen, I'll make that motion to the correction with the assessor's office on Larry Singer, the CPA.
Second.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Is that,
yes.
Is that it?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, that's that. Do we have any mail or emergency business? Nothing? Public comment? No? All right. Board of Equalization will be adjourned.
Okay, I'll take it over with the Board of Commissioners here at 3:05. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, current copy of the open meeting act is posted on the wall in the entrance of the boardroom and is available for everyone who is in attendance. We're going to start off with the consent agenda items. So we're going to do the approval of the previous minutes from March 27 to 2017. We got the approval of the payroll claims and accounts payable, which I did have. They had a jury duty of some sort upstairs, and county judge submitted them. I stamped them. And lastly, the approval of the chair to sign the gravel agreements as awarded on March 27th, 2017 from LG Everest, Inc., Riverview Sand and Gravel, LLC, S&S Wheelers, Inc., doing business as the Pilger Sand and Gravel, and Doug Peterson. If you recall, last meeting, we opened up all the gravel bids, and I think we all have a copy of them. So, and normally procedure is, and I know all procedures are meant to be broken, but we usually sign or approve all of them, and we use them as Fred as needs and wishes and wants and all of the above, right? So, with that said, I just need a motion for the consent agenda is what the chair to sign the agreements and award whatever ones you guys want to award on the gravel pits.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, I get a motion by Kevin.
Yes, I will.
Second by Marty with the approval to sign as well. So, consent agenda, will you call roll, please, Joan?
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, we're going to move on to new business here. The board to approve changes to the county. The county's health insurance policy with Three Rivers Benefit, Inc. in the areas of deductibles, out-of-pocket expenses, co-pays, prescription drug benefits, and the option to opt out. I know last week, Amy Kleinberg, if you would be more than willing to come up to the podium, I'd appreciate it. I know that Joan and I and Kim were supposed to meet with her, and I know Joan and Kim did meet with her. I couldn't make it, but she has a few options for us. I know that Joan has them in writing here.
And Amy.
Amy?
Sent them over also.
Sent them over also, yes. So, let's get this party started and see what happens here. See where it takes us.
Are you looking at the copy that Joan did or the one that I sent over?
One that says Amy Kleinberg.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So when we came out and did the renewal, we talked about different options of maybe stepping up the deductible.
Yes.
Year by year. So what we looked at is year one, which that starts whenever you want it to. I mean, we can make that change whenever we want it to, and that change will be year one. Is changing from $250 to a $400 deductible. That would make the family deductible $1,200 if we stay at three per family. Single out-of-pocket, $1,600. Family out-of-pocket, $4,800. Changing the ER copay would go to $150. And changing the office visit copay to $30 from $25. Also, the drug out-of-pockets are going to change every year. Usually, we've been doing that. Year two, looking at moving that deductible to $550, and all of the other amounts follow. Family $1,650, single out of pocket $1,750, family out of pocket $5,250. They just all fall in line, leaving the copay the same, ER copay the same, and then year three jumping to $750, and year four going to a $1,000 deductible. Making that change to the $400 deductible, if we had that plan in place during your last year, that would have saved the county about $82,000. And claims payments.
Can you go right on down the line and give us an amount saved?
compared.
Can you do that or not? Is that?
I can't because I don't know what the year one is going to look like. So, I mean, I probably could get it to Joan. The savings between them, I only did the one for year one, though. Because, you know, if you get 2, 3, 4 years out, a lot can change in that amount of time.
Is it fair to say if you went from 400 to 750, it almost doubled that 82,000?
It's pretty close.
Double, you mean in savings?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I've talked about this for years as I've sat on this board, of the deductibles being very inexpensive. And so finally, obviously, the county's in a crunch, like a lot of counties are, with money. So I think this couldn't have come at a better time where we actually are pursuing it and trying to figure it out. And obviously, I know there's a lot of people that are not going to be ecstatic about this because of the fact with the county, with the wage freeze, the hiring freeze, and all of a sudden now we're trying to look at, you know, raising deductibles, and I know people aren't happy about it. But the fact of the matter is we have to do something because, you know, we're still $800,000 shy. You know, we've already met with all the elected officials and et cetera, department heads, they're cutting, and we're still shy of getting to where we need to be a long ways. So, and in my eyes, going from 250, and I have a family plan. Okay, so this is going to hurt me as much as anybody. I think the plan, the family plan is, there's less than, what, a half a dozen people, maybe? Okay? Mm-hmm. Right? So it's going to hurt me. And I'm for this. I mean, I really am, because going from 250 to 400, and what's the average market deductible in today's world?
Around 1,000.
Around 1,000.
One of our lowest is 1,000. You guys are our second lowest deductible that we have of all of the groups that we work with, and by a lot.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, most of the lowest ones are started 1,000 and work their way up.
Because everyone that I talk to, people that I know in other businesses, you know, their deductibles are $1,500, $2,000, $2,500, you know. And that's the only way that people, employers, can afford to have insurance for their employees.
Right. Well, when you change deductibles and out-of-pockets, your people still have some control over those dollars. I mean, if you have a heart attack, you're going to spend that money. But there are things that you can do that limit what you pay out of your pocket that you have control over. If you guys just change the premiums and maybe don't cover the single premiums or whatever, everybody's going to pay that whether they're sick or not. This way, the people that are using the insurance are paying more of the cost of it, which they should. And it's still stepping it up so that it's not a huge imposition right at the very beginning to like double or triple or quadruple your deductible. It's stepping up so people know exactly what it's going to be for the next 4 years.
Along with that, if we go with this a four-year plan, it's just a blueprint, we could change that at any time.
Yeah.
Too, couldn't we?
Yeah. I mean, you guys are self-funded. You have a lot of options of what you can do.
It can be changed annually.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
You
can change it any time, too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what? January is a good time to change it because that's when they start over anyway.
But July is even better yet.
Sure. No problem. The only thing that, you know, people that are already at 100% that would have to go back and pay a little bit more, but it's not that much. You know, it's not going to be that many people, and it's easily explained. The only other thing is your flex plan. If people have more out-of-pocket to meet, they may have wanted to change their flex selections. I'll have to look in and see if, I don't think going from 250 to 400 is a big enough plan change to let them change their elections. But they can on January 1st.
Okay. What's a discussion or questions for Amy on it? I think it's, I think it's a no-brainer what we need to do, what we have to do. And like I said, we're still, you know, and let's just say, for instance, that this does go, this is what we're up against. We got non-bargaining, we got bargaining people. We got three different unions, okay? And we're in negotiations right now with all these people right now. Matter of fact, Marty Knight and Joan Kim will meet next Monday with all three bargaining. Mm-hmm. So of course, we got to get this through them as well as we sit down with everyone and talk to all the elected officials. But my point is we're going to have to do a year-to-year is what we're going to have to do. With our negotiations, right now with our unions, because there's a wage freeze. And so we're going to have to, whatever we get set with the unions, we're going to have to reopen it up again in a year from now. But my point is, in 4 years from now, let's just say, for instance, this what you have laid out here all goes into play. What's the other private sector is going to be doing in 4 years?
You're still going to be behind them.
We're still going to be behind them, absolutely.
Because you're still far behind right now.
Right, I mean, right.
Yeah. You're still going to be behind. But closer than you are at 250.
Right. Like I said, I've asked RAP about this a half a dozen times over the last 4 or 5 years. So.
Well, and the reason that originally that we recommended that step up is because that is what some of our other plans do that do have to do, you know, the bargaining with the unions is so that you don't have to open it up every year. You know, some people do it every 3 years. So they set a 3-year plan, and that's why we sort of set it out like that. But you certainly can change it every year. It doesn't have to be this.
Right. Okay, what's our...
Can we take action?
Okay, so obviously on our... I think the way this all reads that we are just... This is informational only today, right? Am I wrong or right? How you read this?
We can approve it.
Is that what it says? Oh, to change or... The board to approve changes. Okay, so we can approve... And I think this is my thought process, okay? And you guys can correct me if I'm wrong or if I'm out of line. I think somewhere along the line, I was just explaining to Kevin, I think we need to set this for the time being, okay? And obviously it can be changed at whatever date that we decide, if it's July 1st or next January. But we need to set, if we're going to say, hey, let's do the 400, let's do this year one, and then that gives us, at least we have a stone set. Then when we go back to negotiate with the unions, okay, this is where we're at. This is what we want for the non-bargaining and the bargaining people. This is what we want to do. I think, correct me if I'm wrong. But
I think people that you're negotiating with have a right to know what the plan is going to be.
Right. This is our game plan. That's what I'm saying. Otherwise, guess what? You know, I mean, if we do nothing today and then all of a sudden we start trying to talk to them and then we have nothing, you know, we have a game plan.
At least a recommendation from the board. Rather than not approve, but this is what you would go with or recommend.
Anybody want to add to that what I just said?
Yeah, I don't want to see us just get ahead of it and approve the changes when we've got contracts that have to be mutually agreed upon, but we've already made the decision to change. And, you know, maybe see where it goes after negotiations and see how that works. Because if we come and no one can agree on it, but we've already approved changes to something that there's a contract that prohibits that change. That's my concern, and I know we're in a budget crunch, and I know there is no money, less than no money, less than zero. But I've spoke with other employees in other departments, and no one wants to lose benefits.
Who does?
Yeah, exactly. No one wants to lose benefits. We're not giving any extra money out. No one's getting raises, and we're asking them to pay even more. I'm just worried that we're going to start losing good employees.
If you're going to lose, how good of an employee are you going to lose if you raise your deductible $150 and a little bit out of your pocket?
Well,
seriously.
With the family.
Well, how many family people do we have? Six? Like I said, I'm one of those people.
Yeah.
Okay.
That if you take the two-per-family option, you actually lower the family for the first 2 years?
But people have five. Four or five people in the family.
No, that's all they have to do is meet two deductibles, period.
Okay.
Right now, they have to meet three deductibles. She's actually lowering the family out of pocket the first 2 years of the.
So you have to meet two, regardless of how many children you have, you have to meet
three. Right, the family unit meets two deductibles, and then everybody at the family is considered met.
Okay.
Right now, it's three.
Okay.
So that was another option to sort of offset maybe some of the bad feelings of raising the deductible, was lowering the number of deductibles, which is only going to affect the families. The singles are going to be exactly the same, to take a little bit of the burden off of them. And that's that second column where it shows two per family.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, the first 2 years, it would lower the family out-of-pocket. It's going to raise the family deductible, but the overall out-of-pocket would be lower years one and years two if we change it to two per family.
And don't take that wrong the way I said for $150. I know we have a good group of people. Okay, you want to keep everybody happy. But this is the deal. The only thing that this board has control over, okay, a lot of people think that we're neighbor mediators and all the above, and I've said this 100 times, but the only thing we have control over is the budget. Okay, and I was told from the very get-go, this is your guys' problem. Well, I thought it was the right thing to do by having everybody involved, meaning all elected officials, to make sure that everybody knows, instead of us just saying, well, guess what? You have to get rid of two people. You got to get rid of a person. You got to, you know, so we can meet our budget. Okay, because everybody needs to be involved on it. So I think this is an insignificant way for us to save $82K. You know, I mean, this is, to me, is a no-brainer what we need to do. And yes, the wage freeze, does it suck? Yes, without a doubt it does. Okay, I know just in particular, I know you guys, and we fulfilled our agreement last year, what we did with the Sheriff's Department. We said that we were going to give you a certain dollar amount of a hike, and we did that. Correct me if I'm wrong, but we did that. What kind of percentage did you guys get last year? Was it 8%, 9%?
2 years. I think it was 3.
Was it 2 years ago? And yes, you kind of fall back a little bit because all of a sudden now there's a wage freeze, so you get back behind the eight ball again. But I don't know of any other answer with the situation that we're in, you know, what else we can do. And that's an easy $82,000 that we can that can help the bottom line for us. So whatever you guys want to do. I'm just speaking my opinion. So if you guys want to go to a zero deductible, I could care less. Okay?
I don't have a problem with us approaching this. I just, if we've got current contracts that don't allow changes, I would rather let us get through that portion before we make the changes. I mean, still, whatever.
Does the board have a recommendation?
Yeah, I think we need a recommendation without taking action on it to approve this, because when you negotiate with your unions, you're going to have, you know, we can do anything after you approve your contract. Obviously, they want some kind of a answer from us what we think we might do. Don't you think? I mean, it'd make your negotiations much smoother, I would think. If I was on either side, I want to make sure that I'm going to go to the $1,000 deductible the first year. So we could say, I think stepping up to the 400 is a reasonable amount of deductible the first year. I would vote that way today, and I understand we don't want to vote, but that's, if you go to your bargaining people and say this will work, they need an answer also.
And obviously wishful thinking and the crystal ball that no one has is if in a year or two, if that does go up another, you know, $150, maybe, you know, next year, like Bill says, you know, hopefully the windfall with some of our commercial. The TIFs are killing us. We know that. And we sound like a broken record, but the TIFs are absolutely killing us of what the city's doing to us. But there's nothing we can do about that. My point is maybe there'll be a, you know, to be able to offset if there is going to be raises next year. You know, see what our tax rolls are going to do next year, you know. I don't know.
I think we did.
Believe me,
one year it's only here right now.
Well,
because your contract's going to be 1 year, I think.
Well, it's going to have to be 1 year.
I have no idea. I'm not on the.
Well, if you have a wage freeze,
kind of
there's different ways you can open up the contract. If you have a wage freeze, you can sit there and say, okay, the whole contract's open right now, okay, for this year. But we're gonna just reopen it next year for wages only, and that's it. We ain't gonna talk about nothing else. There's different ways you can structure that and do that.
Yeah, but then you would need a 4-year plan.
Right. Then you'd need a 4-year plan. So I just think that we can just open it up.
Well,
you follow me?
So we want to do 2 family or 3 family.
And we've got this. We can make this available. Is there anything saying that we have to approve the changes today?
No, we're not going to approve them.
So we can make
a recommendation.
We can make a recommendation, which is not a
good
faith from our part, I believe. And that's only right.
For the negotiations, yeah.
So let's move on. What are we doing here? Unless we want to keep talking about this.
What's your recommendation, Bill?
I recommend we go with this blueprint. And take that to your
3 per family or 2 per family?
Two per family.
That's what I would do, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Two per family, the $400 deductible.
And then the family, it's still lower than the current, which instead of being 40, it would be 32.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, currently I think it's $37.50, so it's going to lower from what they have today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, possible out-of-pocket cost.
Right.
Per family.
So that's your recommendation, Bill?
Yes.
Anybody else?
I agree with that.
At least that'll get us rolling, and next Monday we'll have a discussion with all three.
Negotiations, yeah. Yeah. See what happens then. We can go back and forth anytime. So
what form of a motion are you going to make? A motion? No motion?
No motion.
Okay, good. Let's go on. I'm ready. Amy, thank you for doing this and meeting with everyone, and we'll keep in touch with
okay.
you.
Okay.
Thank you, Amy.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Amy.
All right. B.
Wait a minute. On that, there might be. I think some people want to make public comments. I think you want to talk if you want to talk.
Hey, let's, if you don't mind, we're going to be done here shortly and we get to public comment. Is that all right? Can you wait for public comment?
That'll work, yep.
Okay, thank you. Is that okay with everyone?
Yeah.
Okay, board to discuss and consider hiring an IT company to do an assessment of the county's system. And may approve or deny hiring one of the companies. Okay, so with that said, we got the Catalyst solution proposal and bid. All right. So what? I know that one of them ran out, right? They expired. So
Catalyst.
So Catalyst, do you want to? Does he have the information now with you, or do we?
It is still good. The offer is still on.
Okay. So.
If you want more explanation on that, we can go into details up to you.
Can you come up and just to the podium and just state your name and your company for the record, and then give us rebrief us here real quick.
Yep, Jason with Catalyst Solutions. I know there's been a lot thrown at you the past month or so, so we're probably getting things different angles.
Oh yeah.
What questions do you have for us? Do you have any questions on Catalyst itself?
No, I think
we've been through all that.
I think we've been through all that, I think, and all the above. So basically what's going to happen, now correct me if I'm wrong, this is what's going to happen. So we're going to take the Catalyst to the Riverside today. We're going to make a decision, okay? And then you guys are going to come in on your 60-day, 90-day proposal, okay, on coming in and giving us an actual dollar amount of taking care of all the IT for the county, correct?
Correct.
Yes. But then at that point in time, once you come in and see what the whole picture is, then you're going to be able to say, okay, this is what it's going to cost the county for the next X amount of months. Right. So then in 60 days or 90 days, and then what happens? What comes back? And then we get all three IT companies back involved, right? In 60, 90 days, and then we'll make another decision of who's going to be the set in stone people that we want for to do what we want.
Uh-huh. Now, with this one, it's kind of like
three back. It would be.
Oh, just the two. It'd just be the two. Sorry, yeah, it'd just be the two, right?
Okay. So we would do assessment of your network.
It'd be the net, and I don't. What's up?
All three. We haven't done a proposal.
But if we just pick one of these two today,
then it would just be two.
We had a conversation about this morning because I hadn't seen the agenda, and it was my understanding, and Jones would jump and talk about it, that you were going to decide between RTI and Catalyst who was going to come in and do another network assessment, and then you were going to look at that network assessment and decide whether or not you wanted to put a bid out for proposal. That's what was explained to me today.
Well, the problem is that whoever we pick today, the people that aren't in, how are they going to actually give us a proposal, because they're not going to be in here? You know, that's what I'm saying. So whoever we choose today is going to come back against your company, Chris.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that all I'm...
Well, the last meeting, though, too, we also kind of understanding that Nessus was going to give you a map of everything you have on your current network. So that's a big chunk of everything.
And
your inventory and things of that nature.
Sure.
So if you have that, that could be essentially you could hand that out. What we're kind of proposing here was this is the dollar amount to kind of figure all that out on top of supporting you within that first 3 months. Now, a lot of that big chunk is gone because you do have the actual network diagram and things of that nature. So we just have to come in and assess kind of what your applications are and things of that nature. And then after the 3 months, or it might only take us 2 months now since we already have a network diagram and all of your inventory. So then after that, we would say, all right, here, working with you, working with your IT board we've put together, saying, all right, here's the hours every month, and then here's the projects that we would foresee going forward.
Right. What do you have to say, Chris?
I'm just going to say, you can't have this many hands in a pot. You can't have them coming in here for 3 months, all the passwords, all that stuff. I mean, you don't want that. I mean, you've got all kinds of issues with that. HIPAA, high tech, you've got the CGIS for your judicial people. I mean, getting them in there and them working with you for 3 months is not, I mean, it's just not a good thing.
So how do we go about it then?
Well, they just need to give you, everybody gives a bid. We get drawn into things every once in a while, and everybody just...
But see, what's not fair about that is you know what you're up against right now because you've been in there for so long years.
They do it all the time for other companies. They don't come in and work for you for 3 months.
This is deja vu all over again.
That's right.
From 2 weeks ago.
And we don't want that. We just want to keep things simple.
I thought we talked about having an independent IT company come in and tell us no one wanted to do that.
That's
and
you have expense and things.
Why would they?
And I know this is a sensitive subject, but you've got a major project going on right now with the city and the whole
communication center,
and
that's
yeah.
Right.
Well, moving people that you just. And like we had something brought up just Friday, and it's because we've got issues on the county side, and mediating that is an art.
Okay. So you have all their dollar amounts, the two? And I know I've talked about them, and I've heard about them, and we talked about them.
I didn't say it.
Cool. What was your proposal?
Our proposal was if you should already have your network diagram, everything you need to inventory right now, right? So what we're proposing is come in and prove ourselves for 3 months. You know, we can come in and we'll be doing support. We will verify the network diagram and kind of understand how everything works, get you up and keep you functioning. And then after that 3 months, then we can come up with a 3-year plan. We'll have your hardware, talks for a possible server project, a wireless project, whatever other projects, will come up with that between you and the board, and they give you those dollar amounts. And then after that, we'll say, all right, you might be 10 hours a month, you might be 20 hours a month, and go from there. So you kind of have a budget of what you're going to be doing moving forward.
Okay.
For how much?
Dollar amount?
Dollar amount.
It depends on the hours, but that dollar amount there is probably going to stay pretty close to the same. Because we won't know until we assess everything, and if we're only here 10 hours, it'll be one rate. If it's 20 hours, it might be a different rate. But
What's the rate per hour?
Didn't we have like a $12,000 dollar amount somewhere along the line?
That was equated to the audit assessment and everything like that. But it's still the same dollar amount because we don't know what's going on there. It might only be a quarter of that.
We don't know. $100 an hour, right?
Correct.
You know,
we're estimating on what you were using in the past for the last year. The hours per month is kind of what we base this off of.
I can talk about our proposal if you want to know the number. It's a real number.
Well, and you'll be up here in a second there, Dave, right? Yeah.
Okay.
We got you covered. All right, thank you.
Any other questions?
I don't think so. Any questions for Jason?
All right.
Okay, Dave is right?
Yeah, sorry.
You guys are up tight. You know, you guys are uptight. You know, and I got to tell you something. And it's all good, and I know it's a major decision we need to make, but I know we've made some huge, huge decisions that have been simpler than an IT company that's bigger than this.
No, this is...
I hate to say it. But anyways, go ahead and take your name and record for the...
No, so it's Dave Schar with RTI.
Yep.
our numbers are what they are. $3,500, that's your top number. If you pay that a month, we'll do everything a month for that. There is no hourly rate. There is no added cost. The cost is what it is.
Now, what was the number coming back to us is if
you go with the contract, there is no fee for any of the, and for us to take a map of what someone else draws, yeah, that doesn't work in IT. That's like taking someone else's idea and what they think is out there. It's a myth, more or less.
Okay.
And as far as, you know, when you guys talk about security and all these other things going on, you know, we have top-notch security in both our company. We have military clearance, and we have a couple guys in our InfraGuard that get information, you know, from the government before it's released to the public. So as far as worrying about dealing with other entities and, you know, who you're dealing with, that's not an issue. But as far as shouldn't have multiple different groups doing IT for different parts of the county, I agree with that. That would be a mess.
And Joan, I know you passed this out a while ago, and over the last 3 or 4 years, our average cost has been $40,000 to $60,000. Isn't that about what it was?
No.
I remember seeing some numbers. One year was 67, I thought. It's been a while since I looked at them. I don't have them here with me. So your number would be $42,000 a year.
That's it. There's no added.
And then you'll
unless you're buying hardware, right, or software or something outside of that.
And then after a year, let's just say for instance, then you go back and let's say for instance, can it change? I mean, can you say, oh boy, you know, we've taken this in the shorts, we've got to change our rate?
I'll sign a 3-year right now if you want to.
Okay.
But we do 3-year contracts all the time.
So I'll comment on that. You could speak to other customers that we've done business with. We're not in the business of increasing costs after we're part of your IT group. This is a partnership. We do about $100 million in the space. We do it nationally, and we have the appropriate level of help desk. Our help desk is also with a software package that only allows certain access. That's controlled versus the software solution. So we talk about who has access to data. That is a very controlled environment with our engineering group. As I said in the last meeting, we have a significant amount of payroll in both our help desk and our engineering staff. We're going to bring all those resources to bear for you guys and make sure that you execute flawlessly. Because the last thing we want is anything to happen that's negative towards you guys or towards our company. So at the end of the day, we want to work with you. We want to partner with you. We're willing to put a stake in the ground and say this is what it is, and we're going to make sure you guys are successful long term. So that's, I'm the president of RTI, Kevin Heiss. Sorry, I didn't state my name when I started. I've been in this business for 22 plus years, seen a lot of things. I'm with you. We received a $7 million order this past week that was less of a IT discussion than we're having here. I'm not trying to downplay this, but to your point, it's we want to partner with you. We want to earn your business because you're here local to us, and it means a lot to us to work and partner with you and make sure you guys are successful. So I appreciate you guys' time and effort here. We're going to do what's right and try to partner with you if you give us the opportunity.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks.
We have not given you our managed services proposal because we were just told last time, and then when I talked to her this morning, with Joan this morning, we thought that you guys were just going to up or down vote another network assessment. We have that for you, too. When you say $7 million order, was it for PCs and laptops?
I don't think that's important.
No, I know, but there's a difference between services and managed services and selling PCs and laptops.
Well, and Chris, I think as far as you being here today, and I appreciate you coming, but as of today, you know, obviously we're going to pick one of the other two to give us our assessment, and then 60, 90 days from now, obviously then we're going to go back to the drawing board again and figure out, you know, is it Chris and Bob's company that we're going to go with, or is it Kevin and Dave's company, or Jason, or the other Dave, is that correct?
Yes.
You know, who are we going to go with? You know, that's John, Dave. You've probably been called worse. I doubt it. You're a pretty nice guy.
So good with the names.
But with a 60 to 90 day assessment or what have you, there's still not everybody's going to be satisfied because they're not going to be able to do their own assessment. You know, they're going to feel like they're not having
they
the ability to.
We'll
all be having the same conversation.
I think RTI, they told you what they wanted. John, you guys just got to watch from a security standpoint and functionality because everybody's got different stuff in here. That we don't mess some things up.
Were you able to find, as you were digging through your records, the previous years?
I didn't bring it with me, but I know one year it was under 20. The next year after that, it was like 35. And then last year, we had a lot of projects left with the joint thing between the county and the city. So it was considerably more, but I don't think we were anywhere near what was thrown out. I'll have to go back. Uh-huh. Joan would know. She probably had. But we can separate hardware and software from service.
Department heads have anything to say about that? They prefer.
I know we spent $40,000. Well,
it probably was about 40. Yeah,
that was just on that email server upgrading.
There was a lot of that. That was routing and a bunch of other stuff too, because everybody had their own thing going.
You know, I know if I'm speaking online here, somebody tell me, but I know that. Elected officials, the people that who you guys are going to be dealing with, you're not going to be dealing with us five amigos, okay? But by talking to them, I think they give us a pretty good general idea of who they would like to have come in here and say, give us an assessment value. And that's, I think we've all talked to them, correct? They've all given their opinion pretty much of who they would like to have come in and just give us a evaluation of dollar amounts of what it's going to cost. So,
should we see if anyone?
Does anybody want to speak? Any of the elected officials? I couldn't.
Not elected, but I'd like to speak. This huge project that we got going on with changing our JMS, RMS, so jail management system, record management system, CAD system, MCT, mobile communication terminals. I've been doing a lot of that for the last 4 or 5 months. That's all I've been doing. So whoever you do go with, and I don't care. I don't know any of them I've dealt with Nexus, but I think we need to get it done because we're at a point where we've implemented RMS, and now we're in the process of getting ready to switch over to JMS. The only thing I will say is we have our own IT guy that we hire outside to come in and do stuff for us. Before this all started, he did recommend us actually go with Riverside to help us with some stuff, some network side of it. So that's all I can say. We trust our IT guy, so he's not done us wrong, and that was his recommendation. But whoever you go with, I'd say let's get it done because, when you try to juggle these two things, I need to know who.
Tim, I couldn't agree more. I'd like to move on to the next thing. I couldn't agree more. So anyways, what's the board? Does anybody the board have any questions for anyone or discussion? What do we want to... What's our poison, kids? Because we are now at the discussion of is to approve or deny hiring one of these two companies, Catalyst Solutions or Riverside Technologies. So, somebody make me a motion and let's go.
I like the idea of having a locked-in price. I like the idea of knowing what we're going to pay.
Okay. So basically what you're telling me is that you want to make a motion that you want Riverside Technologies for the $3,500?
Yeah, it sounds like it's on par with what we're paying now.
Okay, that's your form of a motion, Kevin?
That much, ever.
That's your motion? Chris, you had to say something or not?
I don't think you've ever paid that much.
Or Chris Kleinberg, I'm sorry. He's standing behind you.
I just want you guys to proceed without being interrupted. Chairman, if you need some help,
okay,
please let me know.
All right, no problem. All right, thank you. So, anyways, Riverside Technologies, is that your motion, Kevin?
It is.
Okay. I got a motion by Kevin to go with Riverside. And second by Tony Gomez. Will you call roll, please?
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, everyone. I appreciate everybody coming in and giving us a
What does that mean?
What's that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean? I don't know what that means.
That means that for the next X amount of days, okay, that they're going to come in here, and they're going to look at everything and give us the exact assessment, okay? And then at that point in time, obviously you know what their dollar amount is what they're going to be charging us. I mean, you know that.
I can hand you what I have right now.
Well, that's not on the agenda today. I mean, how else can I put it? Anybody want to put it any other way? I mean, what else? I mean, to me, Chris, and like I said, I appreciate you coming, and I know we've been with you guys for a long time, and for whatever reason, everybody came together, okay, came to the board and said, hey, we need to look at a different company of what we need for IT, okay? So that's what we are here doing today. So, of course,
no,
we spent...
No, that is the point I'm talking about. I'm talking about if are people going to call us still to follow up with things, or are we not going to come in here when people call?
Somebody want to answer that question? Because I can't answer that question.
Do we have all of the passwords and all that stuff that we need if we need to make changes?
When's the contract?
Everybody has everything that we need.
You should have by now, yes. You have admin passwords.
We should or we do. Can we call you and get everything that we need?
So they'll service us till we get a provider.
Kevin, do you have something to say real quick?
I would just say normally how this transition works. In conversation, we got to work together as companies, and hopefully you're willing to work with us, give us the information we need to make sure we can all proceed and go forward. That's the best mechanism to make this all work. We're going to do our part. Either way, we're going to support you guys. We will need some information from you guys and or Chris's company, so we'll just work through that and proceed. We're going to support you any way that we can to make that happen. So it should be a smooth transition. That's typically how it works, no matter what company it is. And I'm hoping that we'll have the same thing here.
No.
We own it. Oh, you have no. Yeah. As I see people shaking their heads.
Anybody want to say something else? Because I'm done talking about it. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. Are we done with this? So we know where we're at. Okay, good. All right, let's move on. We're going to move on to C. Thank you, everyone. Like I said, for coming and giving us your bids. Brad Larvik, the Old Sawmill Road, requesting a sound permit for a backyard event. Brad, step on up and state your name and your address for the record and your.
I'm Brad Larvik. I live at 465 Old Sawmill Road in Tompkins Edition. I think Kevin's been out to visit us when we had some music events. A few of these guys in the back, maybe. We want to hold a music event out at the acreage, like some people do when they move out of the city limits. And we've started up a new band. We're kind of excited about it. We want to hold it on May 14th, on Mother's Day. And... last night we were practicing, and we had the door open because it was nice, the 18-foot door. We have no speakers facing forward at all. We have a few small amps, and then we have monitors facing us. And we got a guy down the block who must not like music. I don't know what the deal is, but they showed up last night. We got no speakers facing forward. My wife's in the house. She can't hear us. You got to go about 300 feet out in front of us and then go six more houses down before you get to his house. He's got really great hearing. So I just need to figure out how to do this right. Now, maybe you guys call it a noise permit. We'd prefer in the band to call it a sound permit. Thinking it might not be noise, hopefully.
You know.
But how do we proceed with that? What do we do?
Well, we're going to have to. Is Crystal in here now or not?
Yeah.
Okay. But anyways, I have a party every year.
Yeah.
The 3rd of July, we usually, my wife always sets it up. But we have 300 to 500 people. We have a band. It's an awesome event. And I've never had any issues.
Yeah.
Okay. But I guess basically what I do is I go around to my neighbors, and they pretty much know I've been doing this for 15 years now. But I just stick in their mailbox, hey, you're welcome, free food, or the food, and bring your cooler and your chair, enjoy music, blah, blah, blah. Never had a problem. So I guess I'm kind of lost. I don't know exactly what you need to do. And like I said, maybe the sheriff can shed a little light, or Kevin, or one of the deputies, county attorney. But I don't think the county board wants to get involved. I don't think we can get involved by sitting there saying, well, we're going to give you a noise sound ordinance that you can go and have a party, and then all of a sudden when the neighbor shows up and you're saying, well, the county board says that I can do this.
Well, every year I hear the loudspeakers from the rodeo. And I understand it.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Right.
Once a year they're going to do this.
Yep.
Not everybody feels that way.
No,
if
I don't.
If they're
we're aware.
A little bit, you know. Okay, how do they do that without anybody calling and having these guys showing up?
They do call. They do call. Yeah.
Well, what happens then?
Basically,
we haven't turned it down if they call. We do it all the time.
Yep.
Turn it down all the time.
We're on scene,
and we call. They've called many times over there.
I have my neighbors call. You know where I live at? I live right across. Well, I live out by Milt Peters. Dishon doesn't matter. But I'm pretty close. I'm pretty close to there. Okay? And I have my neighbors calling me about when they have.
So they don't get the okay to hold that event and have the dispatchers say.
Only thing that we give them the okay for is designated liquor license. And then, of course, then we put stipulations on that by saying, hey, you know, you got to have deputies. You know, you got to hire them, you know. As independent, do you go out there and keep control?
They need to be done at a certain time.
Yep, the hours.
You have a certain hour; they must be done.
Have you tried the approach of going and talking to all your neighbors? And
I haven't gone through all that because we're trying to have an event that holds 40 to 50 to 60 people, not 200.
Mm-hmm.
I do have 4 acres in the back. We could turn it into something a lot bigger.
Awesome! That's what I would do. Bigger the better. That's exactly what I would do,
yeah,
right, Kim?
But
bigger the better.
The speakers I'm going to haul out then are going to make what we're using now look like nothing. So we're going to be piping sound on the other side of Highway 20. And
those will look good in the evidence room, Kevin.
And I've got the power amps to do.
You know,
but we don't do any of that. So, but my guess is a fellow like that isn't interested in coming. He's not. His neighbors are going to come. He's going to call.
Well, and then
so you're lucky that. So I mean, I don't know where to go from here because I'm not trying to cause trouble.
No, you're not a troublemaker. I get that, but what I would do. What was the conversation you had with this gentleman that came down and knocked on your door? I mean,
I'm sorry. What was that?
The conversation. Did he come down and knock on your door?
He called them.
He called the law. So what I would do, I'd put my hat in my hand if it was me, if that was the situation. I'd go knock on his door and say, hey, I'm going to have 40, 50, 60 people over. Why don't you know, grab your wife or your other or whatever the case may be and come over and enjoy some music. That's what I would do if it was
me. He says, you're doing it on Sunday and she's got to get up and she's trying to go to bed while it's light out and she can hear something and it bothers her terribly and she gives me a headache. So I got to do something about it, and that's what I'm facing.
Well, let me speak.
I don't think it's going to
work.
Let
me speak up a little bit.
Yeah, how about it?
The county or the commissioners, there's nothing we can do about it, other than the designated liquor license. You all guys going to have people complain. You know, I'm the one that had the rodeos. They used to have the rodeos. I don't have it anymore.
Okay.
I always had people complain. Always. We turned the music down. All depends what the wind's blowing. I mean, if the wind blows from south to north, the people in north,
that's where it carries.
They complain about it, you know. So it is a common sense situation that you got to get along with people. And I agree with the chair. Go to the person and say, hey, you know what? Come over. Hey, we're going to have some fun. But use common sense. What time are you going to have your party over? And what day of the week you want to have.
You would think 9 p.m. would be reasonable, right?
Well, yeah. Yes.
Don't think it's reasonable.
Especially in summertime.
So.
This middle of
I guess it's a lost cause for me then. I've tried. I'm trying to do something so these guys don't feel uncomfortable walking down my driveway again.
Okay.
But if we can't do anything, I guess I just have to quit.
I mean, there's not a provision for it. I mean,
okay. And there's nothing you can do.
No.
If he hears a transistor, it's going to shut me down.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks.
Thank you, Brad.
I've been out there a couple times. Music's good. Music sounds really good. It's almost like it's a natural band cello where they're playing. It echoes out. And I've never been out there at an obscene hour. I think maybe 10 o'clock, 10:30 at the latest. Now, if the city has written up sound permits,
well, that's easy.
Can the county write up a sound permit?
No. We don't have an ordinance.
I mean, can we write up an ordinance?
It's a neighbor deal.
You write the first one, yeah. And then, you know, then the guy wants to have a drag race on his front street.
I don't know if he's ever even had the same caller on him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He'd be okay. Complain for a couple of times. I survived for 10 years.
Yeah, you did it.
And there was always a couple
it cost me a lot of sleep, though.
Always.
It cost me a lot of sleep in that little bit, don't you? I never complained, though.
I had to enjoy the music, and on my yard, you know.
Charge. Abracadabra.
Whoa.
Look at that.
What is that, like Scooby-Doo? He goes in the room and comes up.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, Pat. I guess somebody had to go to the D.
Tony?
Huh?
Is Vargas here?
I don't
think
so.
No, they're not.
Well, they said they were supposedly built for fire reasons.
Okay, so with the Vargas, I know, requesting approval for the rodeo event to be held on the certain dates of May and June and July and August, September. They're not here, correct? To give us...
They're not here.
No. So, let's just move on. I thought I'd seen him come in some time ago, but maybe not. But no. Let's go to miscellaneous. We're going to go to Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent, the Road Report. I have a bathroom over there.
March 22nd through April 8th, 253 total road maintenance hours, tree and debris removal, 42. Mm-hmm. 57 hours on N Avenue Culvert. Gravel, 3,689 tons. Signs and barricades, 68 hours. Road concerns, grading, Elgin Gulf, Clay, and Eagle Drive. Gravel, Q, H Avenue, Wiggle Creek, Nottoway, and L Avenue.
Stay away, rain, right?
Yes.
You know, they can't. If you notice, they're looking at the forecast. I know you do. Okay, I know you don't like to, but from one day to the next, you don't know what it's going to do. I mean, they'll show it's going to be nice for the next 3 days, and all of a sudden, the next day it rains. They have, you know, 60% chance. You know, they don't know. This time of year, they don't know. Not that they know any other time, but anyways, what questions do we have for Fred?
I just want to make a statement, and I want to thank Fred for... He laid off two people in his road crew to help make his budget next year. And, you know, the other employees are going to suffer because of it. Fred will suffer because of it. The room might be full of people because of the road complaints. But, you know, it's a step trying to get our budget woes worked out, and I thank you for that. Their last day was last Friday, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we asked for 10% from all the elected officials, department heads, and Fred came back, and I think he was almost, was he like 17 or 18%?
18%.
Yeah. So thank you, Fred. Okay, we're going to move on to Sheriff Kleinberg. Jail report. How's your day, Sheriff? Welcome.
Wonderful.
Welcome.
Average total in-house for the month of March is 104. Average for the calendar year is 109. 0.22 juveniles. Last month we picked up a juvenile. It cost us about $3,000. Fiscal 114 average, but the federal, the ICE and the Marshals staying about the same, but the ICE came up quite a bit. It's not really showing it on this particular one. Next month it'll show a lot better. So for the 2017 federal
brought in about $50,235. We do have a couple. He doesn't got it on here on the county, but we do have a couple county inmates that we're also renting out beds to all of a sudden. But our cost per inmate a day is like $68.96. We're, for the last month, we went 17% over budget in the jail. So we're thinking that has to do with our gentleman we have housed down at the state right now that's requiring quite a bit of medical care, so he's costing us quite a bit. But we hope to get that trial started so we can alleviate some of that tension on us. But I think with the I think next month's report should be substantially better, and we should be picking up some of the cost savings we're getting from cutting the nurse and staff out and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I think it'll make a big difference next month, and I'm really holding my breath for that.
Yeah. And another thing I want to point out, you know, and I know Chris has lost a few people, and I know he's doing the best that he can as well with the budget and not rehiring and trying to delegate more work out, so we appreciate that too, Chris. I know you're doing the best you can, and I know that your whole situation is a little bit different than others, if you will.
Well, that's the 24/7 thing. You know, yep. If I could cut down to 32 hours a week, I'm sure I got some guys that would just love to go to 32 hours a week. But
one thing I asked Chris before the meeting, because we were getting some information at our last meeting 2 weeks ago, that we were way over the number of people required by jail standards, and that's actually not true.
Not true at all. As a matter of fact, in the year and a half that I've been in there, I think we're probably down 5 to 6 actual personnel in the jail, because with the deputies in there, with sheriff in there, we kind of make that up. So we're take some day guys, put them on the overnights. And
you got to understand, we didn't know that 2 weeks ago when this person had an attack on us, but now we know. So we'll have some answers.
Well, I wish I'd have been at the board meeting.
I know.
Me too.
Probably wouldn't have said nothing.
No, I'm sure not.
I sure wanted to today.
Well, thank you, Chris. Thank you. Any questions for him?
Is the new healthcare thing seem to be working out all right?
It is early. But I think the new doctor took a little bit of getting used to, and I've only got one nurse now, so the corrections guys have picked up some of that slack on that. But what's so nice about this, you guys, is we're covered liability-wise. This advanced healthcare comes in and sets it up so that we're covered for that stuff. So this stupid little stuff that we get sued over, we should be good. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't say it won't happen, but there's a lot of training that came with that. The jail staff has went through that training already. Mm-hmm. So, it makes me feel a lot better.
Good. That's a good thing. I never thought of it that way as far as a liability standpoint, but it makes sense.
Yeah, that was the big decision for advance.
Right.
You know, there is cost savings there, but it's the liability. Yep. And the inmates have had a hard time the last month because I call them rainbow drugs, but I don't know. I don't want to offend anybody, but to me, they're rainbow drugs. And it's all I got this little deal that I need to fill for, this little deal. Well, prior, we were buying a lot of that stuff. We're not buying none of it now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's been a couple of them that have been a little angry, but they're getting used to it. I mean, they need some insulin, we have no problem giving them.
Right, and we talked about this for many, many, many years. The years have been around, you know, they always come down with every sickness and every type of pill when they get in here, you know.
Yep, and it's hard to fight a doctor's orders. You have to basically buy them. Well, now the company that we've got now purchases them, so it behooves them to not order that stuff. But they will. If it has to be, if we got someone that's truly a psychopath in there, I think that we can get them medicated. And not employees.
Not yet, right?
Thank you.
Okay, listen. Next up is on the C. We're going to do the jail quarterly visit. Does everybody want to do that today, or do we want to do it? When do we have to have it done by? Do we have time for the next meeting, or does what's everyone's pleasure? If we want to go or not today?
We need to go today, or do you know?
When does that be done by?
April.
Just sometime in April. Yeah. So you guys want to do it on April 24th, or you want to do it today?
It's no difference. Yeah, I don't care. Let's do it today.
We'll do it today and get over it. The 24th might be sunny.
Let's get
nice. We'll do it today. Okay, so let's move on real quick then. Commissioner Committee reports.
Obviously, we had the Budget Committee meeting today. We talked about that already. We have about an $800,000 shortfall for next year, so still looking at ways to cut. We've come up with about half that amount. $800,000 that we have already cut. Is that right, Joe? Roughly?
Seven.
Eight. Over a million.
Yeah, over a million, actually, it is. I was going to say it was 1.8 at one time.
We have ways to go, but we'll get there.
So you guys got $1 million, right?
Yeah. I was I helped the Los Hills group out. They were with the just a block up the street there collecting e-waste.
I see you on TV. The camera does not add 20 pounds. I don't want you to think
well, thank God for that. You know, and I'd never been involved in one of those, and they pulled up with a semi-trailer, and 3 hours later, that semi-trailer was completely full of tube TVs.
Whoa. Isn't that crazy?
In one, you know, in 3 hours, they filled an entire semi full of, and that's floor to ceiling, all the way back. But, yeah, they collect a lot of stuff, that will wind up in the ditch there in other places, so I thought it was a good deal.
Yeah, it's a great deal. And that's the first, is it the first one they've ever had?
They've done it, but it's the first time they've partnered with these guys. The recyclers are from down in Eagle, Nebraska, but they were saying those TVs will go directly to Chicago. They'll go into a big grinder, and it'll come out in 16 different, you know, every
pieces
type of different metal,
yep,
plastic.
Yep, yep.
Pretty incredible, but yeah, that's good.
And it was free.
It was free to Dakota County residents. We only turned one person away because last year, some people that sell things will take a TV in and trade,
yeah,
and then they charge them like $15 to get rid of that tube TV.
Yeah.
But they decided they could bring them here for free, and they did that last year. So a gal pulled up with like 14 TVs in a minivan.
She should have done that a little bit differently, huh?
She left with 14 TVs. She wasn't happy. She was not happy.
Well, that is funny. Okay, anything else from anyone on the committee reports? I think I had something, but I don't remember, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they wouldn't accept the tube. There were some that were shot, they wouldn't accept the shot. No one's ever
really?
Shot.
A concern that there's lead still in them or no?
Okay, mail emergency business. We got a letter from the city of South Sioux City. I think everybody got it. Addressed to the board, county chair, that they're having a public hearing on Wednesday, April 12th. At 4, you know, the purpose of obtaining the public comment for the amendment to the Riverview Drive redevelopment plan, which clarifies and identifies the project proposing to use the TIF bold letters and parentheses under the Nebraska Community Development Law. So basically what they do is they send us all a letter. I think everybody received it from Joan and showed us what their with their reconstruction and what they're going to do as far as down there in the river with their TIF. So that's what we have there. Anybody want to say anything on that? Let's don't talk about TIFs right now.
That's
you okay?
Sore subject.
Yeah. Sore subject. Public comment. Penny? Bob?
Just a little bit about the health care plan for the mostly the non-bargaining employees, because they are obviously concerned, you know, with the wage freeze and hiring freeze that we're going through right now. And Kevin, I think you made the point that this is another hit. And I know that you know, desperate times call for desperate measures. But, you know, one of the things that I will say in the short time that I've been here is that we do have dedicated employees, and one of the things, you know, they may not be very highly paid, you know, the hourly folks, and they're not. I mean, they can go. When I see the Woodbury County treasurer clerk starting at 1532, we don't have anybody who makes 1532 in my office.
But they don't have as much fun over there as they do over here.
Well, they don't. They don't. But they, you know, but my point is that they are dedicated. And we have said, well, you know, at least we got good health care, you know, and granted, deductibles, et cetera, were low and are low. And that's just a matter of fact. But and it's unfortunate in the broader picture that we are in the position where we're at because of a lot of things. But Bill and Scott, you're right. And the rest of the department heads, we met, you know, budget committee, and we need to find $800,000. And I don't know how we're going to do it. Our cash balances are going to be as low at the end of July as they will have ever been in the short time, short 6 years that I've been here. And that's a scary thought. We've used money from inheritance fund, we've used money from insurance fund, and had to transfer it, this year to balanced budget, and it's a scary thing. And these problems did not happen overnight. You can't get in the situation that we're at in a short time. So
with that said, are you going to pull a Rick Bush game and start throwing sticks at the county board? I'm just asking. I mean, when you say this didn't happen overnight, that we should have been more prepared for this down the road. I mean, that's the way I take that. And I'm not taking offensive to it.
I'm just stating facts. And the $82,000, savings in deductibles will help. But I don't know where we're going to find it. So anyway, I guess I'm just here to speak for as a department head and as a voice for the non-bargaining employees, because we have non-bargaining employees or bargaining employees that I don't know anything. I can't speak on that. But the non-bargaining employees do not have a voice. They're in the office and they're not here. So anyway, I just wanted to give my 2 cents without throwing any stones.
Well, now you're getting warmed up. Penny Epstein, President, Turn Order Police, Lodge Number 49. All I wanted to make sure that we did was to ensure that there wasn't going to be an approval on this health care restructuring, basically, with the deductibles and benefits, due to the fact that we are in a contract currently right now, and that would open us up to even more litigation per se, not just throwing it out there, but I am throwing it out there. I think it would be prudent, and I think it would be wise to do as you have done as far as making a recommendation, but also that when we go and we sit down and we negotiate these things, that we really do hash it out, and it's not just a 1 year we're going to only do this and maybe wages later. I think we can agree to that as a union and as a bargaining unit, but I don't want there to be a closed door where absolutely we're going to do this before we even sit down and discuss it, really. And that's pretty much where I'm at there. It is going to affect families. It affects yours. I'm lucky I don't have dependents that require me to have county insurance for them.
And I'm sure that everybody said that this is what probably everybody thinks, as I've said this today, that I got my – everybody probably thinks – well, yeah, but you got your business and you can afford it and blah, blah, blah.
Well, it's expensive everywhere.
Absolutely. But that's what everybody's probably thinking. Everybody's thinking, oh, yeah, you got the insurance, but even though you're going to suffer from it, but you still got another income with your business and this. You see what I'm saying?
Well, and I work more than one job, too.
Absolutely.
You know, to make ends meet.
I work three jobs. I'm a father of a year. That's pretty tough to.
Well, you know, moms do that, too. But anyway.
No,
I just don't want to speak concrete right into something prior to even discussing it.
Right.
As
I think the way we went about it, Penny, I think it was a good idea.
And I think
idea.
That was a good resolution at this point, but I do think that we need more discussion on it.
And we will have. Yes. Okay,
right,
thank you. And I'll see you. Hey, Tony, can I get your number then?
Yes.
Not for a date, for a meeting, okay? I'm married, you're married, right? You married now?
No.
Well, all right. I might not be married either.
I carry a gun.
I'm just kidding.
I carry a gun.
She I'll get your number, all right?
All right.
Meeting's adjourned.
You only get 3 seconds to walk.
You want to state your name and your address for the record?
Fred, Bill, you said 2 employees from the road department were laid off. Who were they?
Phil Hines and Frank. What's the last name, Frank?
Richard Franks.
Richard Franks.
What was their job classification?
think you're both truck drivers.
Operator, truck driver.
But not a full-time motor grader operator.
What's that?
But not a full-time motor grader
operator. We're still two bodies.
One of them were running, both of them had run a grader a little bit for the county, but neither one of them was running an operator as an operator full-time.
So we still have seven operators.
Seven operators.
So a road, we just won't get no rock in the roads, right?
Well, something's going to suffer, you know that.
Well, they're getting graded, but there just won't be any rock put on.
Right? We still have this.
Well, we'll give a rock out.
Number of trucks.
But we do have drivers for the trucks.
Well, actually, today we had our mechanic in one.
Oh.
Diversified.
Well, I'm just going to suggest that maybe a guy should lay anybody off that probably should have been Byron Rowe and the giant Emerson. That would do the job, period.
You know, yeah, that's just your opinion, Larry. So,
well,
you know, and you're welcome to your opinion.
Okay.
When you come into a public place, I don't think you need to.
Today, I drove by Taco John's. County pickup is there. It's from Homer. And that was at 12:35. At 12:50, it was at the individual's home, hid in behind the metal building, so I couldn't see it. But I caught the view of it from the back end. So I drove through the yard. And 35 minutes later, it was back on a motor grader. It was back in the Homer shop, and the guy was on the motor grader. And this ain't all. I mean, it happens all of the time. 3 weeks ago, there were four county pickups in South Sioux at lunch. And there was two of the trucks, people. Now, we're paying those guys to drive those pickups that we own. Up and down the road, we pay them while they're doing it. Because they can't get to South Sioux, come back. They just don't get it. I mean, there needs to be a whole bunch more policing. And like I said, as far as if I was running the show, which I'm not, unfortunately I'm not, because there'd be two people gone, and maybe the other two would still be around. But I guess, how many county roads are there in the county?
There's 9,050 miles.
How many, Bill?
435. That includes minimum eight.
Okay. Do you know how wide the county is, north and south?
Oh, not exactly.
16 miles. Do you know how wide it is from the border west border to the river?
Can I take a guess?
Down at,
I'm going to listen, you're giving me a statistic. I'm going to give you a statistic back after I answer that question real quick. Okay?
Probably the same. It's about
17.
17.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, if you do a cross section on that and add and multiply that, what do you get for miles? If you got a mile, one over every mile in this county, every direction.
17 by 16.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question for you, real quick. And if you can come within, if you can come within $500,000, Larry.
272.
Okay, hey, how much you think college kids spend on alcohol in the United States in a year's time? How much you think college kids?
How many roads are here in the county?
How much you think they spend? More than they do on textbooks.
In the county?
$5.5 billion.
Gravel roads?
Yeah, gravel roads. Go to county.
Well, 435 total. Well, we just
You just got to.
Well, I know, but you got Mills Beach, you got Tompkins.
You look at the map.
You got places where you got a lot
of water. No, I don't work that way.
There's more than 1 mile.
There are 256 gravel miles of gravel road here in the county. All right.
He has to prove to the state standards that we have these many miles.
I can't help it.
It's there.
They're not there, Bill.
It's there.
I drove every mile north of 35 and Mill Avenue, 180th west. Everything north of there.
Just for me to
I drove that 88 miles.
Just stuff for me to sign.
Our ground roads.
So you had stuff for me to sign.
And there's a couple, maybe a couple dirt roads too. Okay? And then, so then I scaled it off twice. You know, I couldn't believe it. All right, when I scaled it off, I come up with 92 and 93 both times up there. only way, this might shock you, but the only way you ever get close to 400 is you should take Highway 12, Highway 20, Highway 35, and Highway 77 from the center of the river to the border. I'll guarantee you, I've done it. I would exaggerate. I don't have to exaggerate because it's ridiculous. Where people say we got 400 and some miles, and even if you take the improved roads, the blacktop roads, you still, I mean, that's what.
And that includes.
And including the blacktop roads, we're still, see, only like, I think there's 20 blacktop roads, 20 miles of road. So, I guess what I'm trying to say is, if a motor grader operator can do 5 miles a day, and they said at 30 miles a day that you only have to work a week.
And then what, after that, take off a week?
Well, no, they go to town to eat. See, then you got a lot of maintenance. Remember that? You got 400 hours of maintenance per 2 weeks. If you did that, they have to take some hours. They have that right there. Think about it.
Okay, I will.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Your time.
You bet. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
See you on the 24th. Any other public comment? If none, we are adjourned.
No, we're not adjourned.
We got a recess. No, we're not adjourned. We got to go do our job tour. See you, everyone. Forgot about the job tour.
So, Jeff. I still don't
forgot about that job tour.
Can we do this?
Yeah.
Hold on to it.